Welcome. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Stefania and I'm the teacher at English in the Morning. Today we're going to talk about curiosity. Inventors, artists, explorers, and scientists. What do they have in common? They are curious. Are you curious? Do you think it's good to be curious? There's a proverb that curiosity killed the cat, as a warning that curiosity can get you in trouble. But should we really avoid being curious? Well, it's certainly not good to snoop around other people's lives. This is not the kind of curiosity I'm talking about. First, to understand what curiosity means, it is seeking information. Where would we be if the curious people in the past had not looked into the things they did not understand? When you satisfy your curiosity, your body gets a flow of dopamine and it makes you feel happier with this reward mechanism. It's probable that you will try that again. Considering this, scientists say that being curious was a way of survival. Learning how to improve life helped our ancestors to survive. Today, we don't need to find ways to survive, but we can say that when we enjoy learning and we feel rewarded, we will repeat that to get that feeling of joy again. Is there an inspiring inventor that you admire? My favorite one is Benjamin Franklin. As a writer, printer, publisher, inventor, and scientist, he was a jack of all trades and mastered so many areas. What kind of curious are you? A scientist? Inventor? Artist or explorer? Well, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed it and learned some new vocabulary. Come back next week when I'm going to bring you words to increase your vocabulary level.